On today's show, Porsche and Bentley unveil a couple of new models. Mini and Smart unveil a couple of electric car concepts. And Cummins unveils an all-electric Class 7 semi-tractor. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Cummins just pulled the wraps off a fully electric Class 7 semi-tractor. It uses a 140 kilowatt-hour battery pack instead of a 12-liter engine. The weight of the electric powertrain is roughly equal to that of the removed engine, after treatment, transmission, and fuel tank. When paired with the trailer, it has a GVW rating limit of 75,000 pounds. Cummins says it has a range of about 100 miles in city driving, and recharging takes only an hour using a 140 kilowatt charger, but they hope to get that down to 20 minutes. The range can be extended to 300 miles with more battery packs if they want to. The truck is more aerodynamic thanks to replacing side mirrors with an in-dash camera and by better sealing off the body and underbody. Cummins says the truck will go into production in 2019. But you know, much of the media is making a big deal that Cummins will beat Tesla to the market. But Tesla will love hearing this announcement. It validates what it's been saying about electric semis. A couple of companies that make small cars are making some big reveals. First up, Smart unveiled an autonomous EV concept called the Smart Vision EQ42. The two-seater doesn't include a steering wheel or pedals. Instead, it's controlled through a smartphone or voice command. And since this was developed with car sharing in mind, it features what the company calls a black panel grille, which displays messages to help riders recognize their vehicle. And info can be displayed on the side windows inside the car thanks to a special film. The Smart Vision EQ42 makes its official debut at the Frankfurt show. And you'll also see a new EV concept from Mini at the show, appropriately called the Mini Electric Concept. No details about its electric drive were revealed, but the company says it has go-kart-like feeling while driving. And while this looks like a Mini, there are a few cues that signal it's an electric vehicle, including several E-badges located on the car and a closed radiator grille, since the electric powertrain doesn't need much air cooling. The car also features some 3D printed parts. The concept is a preview of an EV Mini will come out with in 2019. And speaking of Frankfurt reveals, Kia will unveil a stylish new hatchback, which was designed at Kia Studio in Frankfurt. It gives an idea of what the next generation Seed could look like. The Seed is a compact car that Kia has sold in Europe since 2006. Coming up next, Porsche and Bentley just completely redesigned two of their best-selling models.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Porsche rocked the world when it announced it would be coming out with its first SUV, the Cayenne. And now it's launching the third generation of the utility. The styling is not all that different than the outgoing model, but it does look cleaner and more modern. While the wheelbase is still the same, the overall body length has increased nearly 2.5 inches, but is over 140 pounds lighter. The Cayenne will first launch with two turbocharged V6 engines that are mated to a new 8-speed automatic transmission. The suspension has also been reworked, and for the first time, it will come with four-wheel steering. Moving to the interior, it has an optional 12.3-inch touchscreen that can be configured for up to 6 individual users. The driver's instrument cluster is centered by an analog tachometer, flanked by 2 7-inch display screens. And a host of driver assist systems are now available in the Cayenne. It will be available in the U.S. midway through next year, with a starting price around $67,000. And speaking of new vehicles from the VW Group, Bentley just introduced the third generation of Continental GT. While it retains some of the character lines associated with the previous models, you'll also notice influence from the EXP 10-speed 6 concept car. The reworked twin-turbo 12-cylinder engine has been moved back in the engine bay, and the front tires have been pushed forward by over 5 inches, which allows for a longer hood and the nose of the car to be lowered. Bentley also made some improvements on the interior as well. The leather seats and door panels are covered in a new stitch pattern called Diamond in Diamond, and like the Cayenne, features a 12.3-inch touchscreen, but the GT's rotates out from a hidden panel. The new Continental GT makes its official debut at the Frankfurt Motor Show. Coming up next, automakers face a classic dilemma when it comes to autonomous car technology. Do you make it or do you buy it?
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Automakers are racing to develop their own autonomous technology in-house, but suppliers believe they can do the same thing. Magna is proving that by unveiling what it calls MAX4, an autonomous driving platform for Level 4 for both city and highway. Uses radar, LiDAR, and ultrasonic sensors that are designed for easy integration with any automaker's existing and future platforms. Magna says it's developing production-ready solutions. Delphi and Waymo are examples of other companies that are developing autonomy-in-a-box systems that they will sell to automakers. And recently, FCA said it would rely on suppliers to get autonomous technology, rather than spend the money itself to develop it. And in another 5 years or so, we'll probably learn which automakers had the right strategy to make it or to buy it. And hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours later today. Joining John and Gary are Joe White from Reuters and Chris Pockert from Roadshow by CNET. They'll be talking about a wide variety of topics, and we welcome your questions. If you'd like to ask one, just shoot an email to viewermail@autoline.tv or send a tweet. Just look for Autoline on Twitter. That show goes live starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. But that wraps up this show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.